Motown, yes.
Are you near the old Motown Studios?
No. Not. I don't live by the Motown Studios. I live right on the edge of Detroit.
I see. Okay. Everybody in Detroit knows about Motown, don't they?
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Did you know I used to write songs with Brian Holland of Holland Dozier Holland?
No kidding.
Yep.
That is the coolest thing.
In Los Angeles, not in Detroit, in Los Angeles, after he was independent.
Well, I would think so, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Motown, that was like Brian Holland wrote songs like Baby Love, I Hear a Symphony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Seth, are we on the air?
We are on the air, and I'm getting an odd echo.
Oh, we're on the air? Oh, good. Okay.
We're on the air. We are on the air?
We are live together on the air.
We are live. This is Winfrey, and it's our Monday night call. You know, somebody suggested we shouldn't call it a Monday night conference call because that's kind of boring. But actually, for what we do, I've learned to be understated and let people figure it out.
That's crazy.
You know, my website, after lots of things, trying this and trying that, by default, it's become Message a Day. And you know what? Message a Day is kind of like, for some reason, not sticking. It doesn't rattle any cages. It doesn't have any pretense to it. And that works for me. Welcome to everybody on BBS. And I'll tell you what, let me get my tape recorder going.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
So we are now being recorded. And this is Monday, December 28th. And some of you are going to listen to this, and it's going to be New Year's. So Happy New Year, wherever you are, whether you're listening on a replay line or on a direct line. My name is Winfrey, and we do this call every week. And it's a simulcast between a conference call and BBS radio. Patty, was that you who called BBS, by the way?
No, I didn't call BBS.
Just about 3 minutes
ago? I called
ago?
In and used a PIN.
Okay. All right. Now, you're not on BBS. You're on somebody called the station and wanted to know how to get on the conference line. Normally, you know, the BBS has call-ins. I never do them. This is kind of a different kind of show. And, not to say I won't do it today, but I've never done it in the past. So let's see who's on the phone line. There's Patty in Detroit, and that's all I have. Who else is there?
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Wim.
How are you feeling?
Oh, good, good. You know, the last Wednesday night that called, that was really great. I answered, you know, I had the question about do I have an entity that's kind of influencing me? And
yeah.
Yeah, that was really neat.
You know what? We never know what they're going to say. Sometimes I get a little concerned, but so far we have a pretty good batting average of pretty pointed answers for people. So
yeah.
I think as I recall, were they working with that? Did they help? Did they say they were?
And see, I'd been told by another medium that I'd had a entity working negatively in my
mm-hmm.
life.
Did you notice a shift after that Wednesday call?
Yeah, it was kind of like a, you know, kind of a cloud. The cloud kind of parted.
Wow, Jerry, you hear that? Jerry, are you there?
No, I'm here. I was on mute. Yeah,
okay.
The cloud went away. did it.
Well, do you remember Chris's question last Wednesday?
I do. I remember it clearly.
Yeah. So
they indicated afterwards that you would be going through a shift afterwards and need a period of adjustment.
Does that sound right,
Chris?
Did
you hear me?
Oh, right.
Did that sound right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. How long have you noticed that entity with you, or that cloud?
Well, you know, it's been a while. You know, I had the other problem with the kind of the addiction issues and all that. But yeah, it's been a while. I mean, it's been I would say a few years.
A few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that, because, you know, we're clueless here. I'm just kind of an MC, and I don't know what's going on. And for those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, we are working with energies on this line. I mean, so I don't want to go through a whole story, because the people that keep coming in say, why do you keep telling the story? You know who said I know?
Hello, Wynn and Terry. It's Lou Phoney from Regina. I didn't mean to say that out loud. I'm sorry. Greetings to you. Hugs.
Lou, were you just thinking that?
I think
you're like, oh, no, is Wynn going to tell all this stuff again? All right.
Big hug to you.
I'll make it really short. You know, you know how important it is to tell this? Because You know, otherwise, we can sound pretty wacko. I mean, we sound wacko anyway, I think. I mean, if somebody told me what I was doing, I'd think I was wacko. I mean, it's so important to give somebody new a little bit of reference point, so it gives them a chance of listening in more, instead of disconnecting and say it's impossible, okay? So, you know, for somebody that's like that, I like to make sure they're included. And when we're on the radio, I never know who's listening. And so for those of you that are listening in for the first time, we have been conducting a rather unusual experiment on this call. In fact, on all of our calls, in fact, on everything we do, pretty much, because it doesn't really follow the laws of this realm in the way that any of us have become accustomed to it. It's a new paradigm in the way things work. And it has to do with when voices started talking to me through two of my personal relationships, while I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. These voices were very intelligent, very caring, and they identified themselves as the Council of Elohim, which is another word for God in the Old Testament. And I had many, many, many conversations with them, all on tape recorder, and chances to ask them questions about who they were and how they operated. And for quite a long time, I didn't believe that's who I was talking to. But they didn't require anything of me other than to ask them questions. And they seemed to indicate that down the road, this would become important. And so the way they explained themselves was that they were pure energy, and they really were not God in the way traditional religion identifies God. But they were at the very close to the beginning of creation, and that they were a group, not an individual being, but a group that could operate as a team. And they could move through all the matrices and come into this realm as light love energy, but they had to be asked in order to do something or to be effective here. They needed, this is the way I understood it, they needed anchors. They needed people tuned into their frequency. So this was going on for 7 years, and I said, geez, they might really be who they are. And then how do I work this? How do I make this of value to other people? It's not ready to start a religion yet. And I probably did that in another lifetime. And that this is something that can be really important because people can feel their energies, particularly on our Sunday grid healing. We bring their energies in, and it gets very, it's hard to describe. It's not like an experience that unless you have it, it's hard to put it in words. So if you are listening to this call and you're curious, please come to our Sunday Grid Healing. You can find the phone number on my website, messageaday.net. And so it all works on the principle that the whole universe is one being. And we, on the earth plane, are part of that one being, but we don't know it. We're separated, being in this plane. But it is possible to reintegrate, and that's part of the experience people to be having. They're working with me and learning how to not to believe in something. This is the way things get oftentimes, I could use the word corrupted or misunderstood. The whole universe is one being, and it's possible to energetically connect that one being, or at least a larger part than we normally do in an earth body. But when that happens, it's kind of subtle. Imagine what it would be like. You think you would get lost and you disappear, and then the universe is so big. But it doesn't seem to work that way. It's very subtle, and you feel expanded. You feel expansive, and you feel loving. So on our Wednesday calls, people ask questions, and Terry, who is on the line, who we're going to have with us, being a voice for these guys in just a moment, Terry answers them, channels the answers. And, you know, Terry is so, how can I say it, unpresumptuous in her approach that, I mean, even I, when she started communicating to me, even I had the question, could I really be talking to the intelligence or source that created our realm, which is one of the ways they're identified. And when I've asked them the question, they essentially said that they were. And I mean, Terry is kind of shy and very loving, and yet this has been going on now for quite a few years, and it's been very consistent. So occasionally something happens that's phenomenal on our calls, and that indicates that something's going on besides the voice coming through Terry. And one of them was last week, Chris was on, and he shared this so I can repeat it. And he felt that he had an entity attached to him. And this would mean probably like a discarnate soul that is connecting to your matrix. And they worked on it, and they said that it left, and Chris just confirmed that he's been feeling quite a bit lighter since that last week. And we had an instance where somebody was talking about a ghost that was haunting them. Now, these are not normally the questions that come up, but we ask them sometimes when they do. And then they had the ghost disappear. In fact, it was knocking at the front door, but it wouldn't come in anymore. So sometimes amazing adjustments happen. And there's the proviso that it's for the highest good of all concerned. We're not asking this source to rearrange our universes to our liking or for things we would like, but for things which benefit the highest good. And sometimes, and oftentimes, it is what we would like, and sometimes it isn't. But it's certainly an interesting phenomenon to watch or listen to. And if you're tuning in, I hope you'll keep checking back and checking us out and see if it holds together. Now, usually I check people in, or they say hello, and we have Patty in Detroit, Chris in Memphis, and Lou and Regina, who's so glad that I'm finished giving my intro. along with a bunch of others. But you want to know something, Lou? There's humor in everything. So, listen.
Don't take offense, please.
Why do you think Hare Krishna only have one chant? Huh? I mean, do you think they get bored? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know what? It's a track you can become familiar with and lay in. You know, there's people that are very, very interested in metaphysical phenomena. And I happen to be pretty good at metaphysics. I could talk for hours on that, and I could do it every week. But you know what? Sooner or later, I'd become boring. I'd run out of things to say. And it's kind of like, I learned, if I was going to do these shows, that I had to just, I mean, we do these 3 times a week. And originally, I remember thinking, I can't do this three. We started out once a week. And it wasn't particularly my idea to go more than once a week. Like, with the Sunday grid healing, it started out, somebody else was doing it. And the Wednesday question and answer session, somebody else was doing it. And I was only doing Mondays. And then suddenly, I said, well, we'll stop doing Wednesdays. And in a channeling, I said, we'd really like to do Wednesday. This is really important. So we do it 3 days a week. And I can't entertain people. I can't even try to be interesting. I just have to be who I am and hope that maybe you won't go away. Or if you do, it wasn't meant for you. But, you know, there's, by being who I am, it kind of lends also a certain authenticity, because there is a predisposition. We're gonna mute everybody in just a moment. But when you're just who you are, there's no pretense. So I don't have to, like, say, let's light the candles, the Elohim we're going to speak, or whatever. We don't have to prostrate ourselves. We do have to show respect. There is a respect required, because they are who they are. And part of the respect is the sacredness to hold the energy so they can come into this space. So if you want the experience of them energetically, you have to get out of your mind to feel that. Now, who else is on the line besides Lou, Chris, and Patty?
Oh, yeah. Also, when today's my birthday.
This is Chris's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
What's today's birth sign?
Capricorn.
That's right. I should know. It's Christmas. Okay.
Lynn, this is Gary here in Redondo Beach.
Gary?
Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
I love Redondo Beach. You know, when I lived in L.A., I used to have a little motorcycle and drive down to Redondo Beach and walk up and down the street all the time. It's a beautiful place. Gary, you don't surf, do you?
No, I've never even tried.
Never even tried, okay. Redondo Beach is known for its surfers, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you know Sean Morton? he's a guy that gives talks and is kind of, he's not as, I don't think he's as crazy as I am, but he's extremely entertaining. He has predictions, and he lives in that area. So, who else is
as crazy as all of us are?
Crazy as all of you. Well, yeah. Well, you know, as I often said, you have to be spaced out to do this job. And it helps to be a little crazy. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, at this point, if I say this in the wrong place, I will get locked up. But the truth of the matter is everyone else is crazy. And I'm not. Neither are you guys. But to somebody that's crazy, this can sound crazy. You see, it's all in your point of view, okay? Having voices talk to you from other realms, he thinks he's talking to God. Oh, my God. Who else was on the line that would like to say hello?
Hello, Wynn. Hello, Terry. Francis calling from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. Are you feeling crazy tonight?
Yeah.
You are?
A little.
You know what? You should act more crazy sometimes. Be good for you.
I know.
And who else is on the line, say? Anyone else?
Sherry Moore.
Hi, Sherry. Where are you?
From La Quinta, California.
Machica?
La Quinta.
Oh, La Quinta in Palm Springs area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I've been to La Quinta. Was that the first La Quinta Inn in La Quinta?
I don't know. I've seen that all over. But as far as I know, yes, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound? Does that sound a little crazy? I don't know. But I had never seen it before, and now I see them everywhere.
What made you move to La Quinta?
I bought a house.
You got a house before you were homeless, right?
Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately, yeah.
All right.
And now I'm stuck with it.
Let's see. Anyone else want to say hello?
Hi, this is Dawn from San Jose, California.
Hey, Dawn. You got your courage up, right?
I have my what?
Your courage? Well, you almost
courage.
weren't going to say hello. You were thinking about it. You were saying, I'm going to say hello.
Well, I didn't realize that this call existed. I actually turned on BBS to see what was happening. And I called them on their regular line, and they forwarded me to this phone number. I've just called in. I've been listening to you on BBS, though.
Oh.
So there you go, BBS. Got you a caller.
So this is your first time, okay? Yes?
On this program, yes, it is.
This program. And you see this? She doesn't know how crazy we are. What's your favorite what's your favorite show on BBS?
My favorite show? I don't know that I have a favorite. I've listened to Galactic Roundtable and some other things. And I myself am a healer and I work in the quantum field a lot, and I work with entities for people, and I have done that for over 20 years. So really, I call in the evenings to some of these different programs for a sense of community, because talking to people that are ooh and ah after a while, when you've been like, you know, this way for years, this is your reality, you don't really want ooh and ah. You just like to be with people that don't really think it's ooh and ah, and that's just how life is. And it's fun to be able to call into different groups that just think that, oh, well, this is life, and how nice that we're together to share it.
I work in the quantum field a lot, and I work with entities for people, and I have done that for over 20 years. Really, I call into some of these.
Yeah, is that the echo on BBS?
For a sense of community.
Yeah.
I should
take one or the other, I guess.
Something needs to be muted so that it's not both at once.
Really, I'll just hang up and listen.
Hey, Dawn has an entity that sounds just like her.
A what?
I said, that's your entity.
Just think
Sounds like you.
My editing. Yes, it does. All right, I passed the talking stick. It was nice saying hello to you.
And thank you for listening. Okay. Now,
okay.
Goodbye.
You know,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You know, listening to Dawn's echo.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
Reminds me when I was like 7 years old, I looked in the mirror in the bathroom and I noticed the reflection in my eyes of me bouncing back from the mirror. And I remember keeping looking at that and say, oh my God, I have a picture of myself in my eyes. And I actually believed that for quite some time, that I had a picture of myself in my eyes and how amazing that was. And, Terry, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is kind of a strange night tonight, isn't it?
I don't think so.
It isn't? Oh, well.
It's just normal.
This is Dawn. May I just say that the sound quality, something's really extremely wrong with the sound quality. Is it only on my end, or is everybody else experiencing it? You sound like your words are chopped up and like you're speaking underwater through bubbles or something.
Is anyone else experiencing that? Hang on a second.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Is my sound screwed up to everybody?
No. No.
Not
the
here.
Sound quality for me is simply excellent.
Good. Okay. Good night.
All right, thank you. Well, we won't pay any attention to this one then.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, well, now that we've done all of that, and Terry, are you in McDonald's?
No, I'm not. I'm in Santa Monica.
You're in Santa Monica. Okay. You're a little bit not so loud. Are you using your new headset?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's a little bit down. I can understand you, but I've heard you better.
Oh.
Well, you want to try pulling the headset out and talking right into the microphone on the speaker?
I don't like to do that because it hurts my head.
Okay, now you're better, though, whatever you just did, okay? Maybe okay. The microphone. Do you move the microphone closer to your mouth?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that's considerable improvement. Okay, well, we've all now just expressed our individualities, including me. And now we're going to invoke a oneness, an energy of combination. And we're working on a principle here, and the principle is that ultimately all of our energies start at one point and then separate into us. And normally we experience ourselves separated. And on this call, we've learned how to move from separateness into the experience of the energy that is the one energy that we all come from. Now, we may not be moving right back to the original source, but we're moving back to the source that's above the separation of the earth plane. And if you shut your eyes, and I'm not going to do a long one of these because I want to make sure we have some time for some questions. You can feel, many of you can feel the energy moving up through what's called your crown chakra, the top of the head, moving way up high, and all of us meeting each other in our energy forms, And then, and Dawn is listening for the first time, Dawn, the reason this show is happening is because for the past 7 years I've had voices speaking to me that have explained that they were group souls and that they were part of the original creation of this realm, and that over seven-year evaluation of it, I came to the conclusion that I think they were who they said they were, and we've watched many people go through miracles. And a couple of weeks ago, we had the first part of this series, which was how the Elohim created this realm. And they actually explained it. Of course, what I remember in their explanation, it was like, maybe they could do a quick rerun of it. It was not something that it was easy to comprehend. It was like shooting vibrations into node points, and where they would crisscross, and then suddenly there was, say, I should have listened to it, so I would have been a little better at this. But we're working with principles that are hard to put into words, except that you and I are here because that happened. If that didn't happen, we wouldn't exist. So there's something to be learned by talking to the source that was the intention, as I understand it, the intention behind the creation of the physical realm. And as many of you know, the physical realm, particularly our planet, has been a very difficult place to be in. And for many people, there's been a lot of suffering here. And that it's a place that people get trapped in. And when they get trapped, they go through many lifetimes in what the Elohim call gross repeating cycles, that we keep coming back, and it's hard to get out. And I do have a feeling that what we're doing on this call is going to help certain people free themselves from this realm, because the energies are on the call. And if you're checking into our calls, you are learning how to tap into these energies. And when you die, which we all will, you will tend to go to where the energies are that you're tapped into. So if you're tapped into this energy, this is an energy that does not have a physical location. It's not in this realm. It comes in and visits, but it doesn't live here. It doesn't live in time. It doesn't live in space. And we're feeling that energy that's outside of time and space. Many of you are feeling it right now on this call. And that's what happened to me when I started talking to them. I could feel that energy, and it was so consistent, and I was trying to understand it, and I'm giving you my explanation. So what I'm going to do is call in the light, and we have 15 minutes, and we go a few minutes more, and let's concentrate on hearing from them and how this works from their point of view, the vibration we feel in this realm that I think comes from a place beyond space and time. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our body and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy amongst all of us present. And you can imagine this by just seeing your energy move through the top of your head. And as each person's energy moves through the top of the head, there's a point where all the energies converge, and we experience the oneness even though we're separate. And we can invite those sources to join us. They call themselves the Elohim group and the Ra group. And when they join, we have a huge conglomerate, and now this energy that we're feeling, I'm going to make the hypothesis that the voice that's going to speak to us through Terry is in fact this energy as it comes into this realm. And so, Terry, I turn it over for you to be their voice right at this moment. And just letting you know that I don't hear you, so if you happen to be talking, you're probably still on mute. Are you there?
Yes, I was channeling and I was on mute. Okay, now I got to get back in the zone. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with you this December 28, 2009, focused from Santa Monica, California, and also focused in all points throughout the calling audience and in the future individuals who listen to the call. We are delighted to have each and every one of you here today, and we are pleased that Chris has joined us, and pleased to hear feedback concerning his experience, and we are there to support Chris and has been available and supporting in love light, which does not take away any of his beingness or individuality or freedom to choose. We are here as a support system to make things better for individuals within your realm and then collectively for the realm. You have asked information about the creation. The beginning of the creation was awareness, and in awareness there was a very low level of vibration, and as individuals such as when free in an earlier life, learned to project vibration, this would resonate other awarenesses into consciousness, and the vibrations would take upon themselves a node which then was bounded by the surrounding circumference, the spherical circumference of the node, then creating an entity, which is why you sometimes can see orbs, which are spherical balls of light, which are intelligences which have learned to manifest and can experience themselves and learn to project through intention. As vibrations became more complex, crossing and crisscrossing, then there were more intersections of vibrations, and matter eventually was congealed. In order for matter to be congealed, one needs a spinningness. And this spinningness is what congeals and holds together the matter. Then other entities may take part in the joy of the creation, adding love light to the creation as the spirit moves into a body at birth and then can experience the lifetime of the individual and can supply his or her own codes within the spinning matrices of the body, moving the DNA into his own matrix conformation, creating the individual to look as the individual grows more and more like the individual's past experienced bodies that the individual has manifested through. Therefore, one looks like they did in their past life. We send love light to Chris. Do you have, Winfrey, do you have questions?
I do, okay. Now, you explained that originally it was the intersection of vibrations that created nodes, which created points of the beginnings of life. And I assume if vibrations are intersecting, that there were separate sources, separate Elohim souls, they were projecting these vibrations into an intersection. Is that approximately correct?
It is approximately correct. It is if you had one surface, say the surface of a still pool of water, is the beginning matter or lack of matter from which all can be divined. And then you throw a pebble in the water and you have rings moving out from the water. In a flat surface such as a still pool of water, you had only the rings moving out in the flat ripple. However, in a more complex 3D situation with intersecting points, and you would say the dimensional walls, which are three dimensional, like blocks, holograms, 2 3D holograms intersecting. They make a play upon the basic structure, projecting within the basic, which is all that is, which is actually nothing, which you then have intersecting three-dimensional images that are projected within onto each other, creating intersections, and then one spins them, which is a game we being learned early on to spin such hologramic intersections, and there began to be different sorts of partitioned life forms created. Does this begin to make a little sense?
No. I'm trying to grasp it, and I'll say it makes a little sense, but I'm not down to the grasping of it yet. Maybe we can go backwards and say, at one point, there was nothing. And since you're outside of time, then from the point of when there was nothing till now, it's just a flash away. Is that correct?
It depends upon which frame of reference you take. If you immerse yourself within the moving hologram, it is very far back. If you are outside of time, it is a flash away.
Now, the intelligence we're talking to right now has the ability for that to be a flash away. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So if we go back to the flash away before there was, is it okay to ask that question? I don't want our universe to disappear because I asked the question. I don't think
it won't disappear. There are too many inputs from too many beings in there to have it disappear.
Okay, so if we go back before there was anything, what was the first thing? How did the intelligence discover how to make something from nothing?
The first thing was the potential of awareness. Sort of like climbing out of a hole in the ground and suddenly seeing that, oh, there could be some scenery out there. And kind of grasping that there could be something. There could be a ripple made. There could be a creation of space followed by a folding of space within the field of an awareness, a very broad awareness beginning to learn that something could be manifest. First of all, having the concept that something could be manifest. And then, there is a great effort involved in beginning to create space and to fold it. And by that action, creating a beginning of a very low-level vibration that moved through the thin structure that had been created, and the beginning of awareness that something was within the folding, as if one folding his body up and looking at his toes, and that, oh, there's something there. Then, in the folding of space, surfaces were made which bounded intelligence within the folded space. And later on, some projected so-called ripples creating a three-dimensional folding around the edge of a space encompassing then the intelligence which became an individual. Does that make more sense?
I'm kind of intuitively grasping it, because you're saying I was one of the beings that was doing that way back then.
You were one of the beings that grasped the idea that as matter was manifestly formed, it could be resonated much as Om is resonating its surroundings, and that this would bring the individualized matter more into fulfillment and more into its own life and its own vibration.
So I was like, I better stop because we're out of time. I think we're going to have to continue this, because then we're going to, next time, maybe I won't have any introductions, and we'll just start. Because as soon as we get into this, I have so many questions, and that we cut it short. So, on that note, it's 7:54, we're supposed to be off at 7:50. We're going to quickly say goodbye. If you're listening, go to messageday.net, and you can get an ongoing transcripts of some of these conversations covering a wide variety of topics. And I thank you all for being with us on BBS, and we wish you a very good New Year's. And
all callers are muted.